Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. Okay, actually it's not morning, but somewhere in the world, maybe in Africa, maybe in India, it is morning, right? Okay, so it's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We were talking ESB plus health and wealth because it truly is your wealth. That's entertainment, sports, and beauty and health because it truly is your wealth. With my personal always positive 3 T's, that's takeaway tips and tools, hopefully that you could use to live a life full of light, love, sunshine, sunflowers, orchids, and always, 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 always more love. So today, yesterday, I actually watched Bollywood, Will Smith going to Bollywood. That's something on his bucket list. I want to talk about my living list and my 5 hierarchy of needs and how you should consider people and where they may be on that list of 5 hierarchy of needs. Stay tuned. We'll chat after we hear a word from our sponsor. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into it. So I initially was going to do a podcast this morning, but it would have been super early because I didn't actually get any sleep because I packed for 2 trips. I packed 1 to come home to Texas, and then 2, I packed to leave for Miami on Sunday. So in packing for those 2 trips, I actually didn't get any sleep. So I was like, I could do a podcast, but I'm sure nobody wants to hear the intercom speaker with all of the different announcements from all of the different airlines. I'm like, okay, that's not going to work. So yesterday, before doing the podcast yesterday, I was actually watching Will Smith, and one of his bucket list is to actually, he has a show called Will Smith's Bucket List. It's on Facebook. It's pretty interesting, and it's all the things he wants to do on his bucket list. I have a living list. I don't have a bucket list. So my living list. So on his bucket list was going to India to experience and do a dance scene. He said that he's not a great dancer. That's why I guess he makes fun of himself not being a great dancer. And I guess that's part of life, like being able to make fun of yourself and not take yourself so seriously. That's a part that I probably should embrace a little bit more. So I'm going to work on that. That's going to be a part of my living list. So anyway, yeah, I did do that because I actually did stand-up comedy. I actually want to go back and do that some more because I think it's actually a great way. It's therapy, right? Other than actually going to a therapist. Okay, so anyway, he goes to Bollywood. He learns this dance sequence, and he actually really kind of understands the merging of the cultural and religious reverence in India to music and dance and scenes. And just, he talked to 2 of the biggest Bollywood stars, which I thought was really interesting. And then he showed himself actually trying to learn the choreography, and it looked a little complicated just because your hands were doing, and I'm a dancer, so I'm just like, wow, that does look a little complicated. It looks a little challenging, but he ended up doing a great job, and the show was actually really good. That particular show, I think it was like maybe 30 minutes. And so when I get to Texas, my uncle actually picks me up. My cousin just moved to Germany. He's been there maybe a year. And so my uncle and my aunt actually went there for Christmas, and they're going back this month. So he was telling me about Germany, and I think they went to France and they went some other places. And I'm like, oh, so that's a part of my living list too. I haven't been to Germany. I've been to Paris. I've been to Africa. And so that's part of his list. So I want to know what's on your list. And I also wanted to talk about the 5 hierarchy of needs. So I'm looking at the 5 hierarchy of needs. The very first one is physiological. So when we look at the physiological needs of someone, that means, you know, your physical safety, right? And then the next one is actually safety. And so safety is the next one. The third one is love and belonging. And then esteem. And this is kind of in color. So esteem is like green. And then self-actualization. Like when all 4 of those other ones are met, then your how you perceive yourself is the highest on that level. So I think when we look at practically any story, when we look at the college scandal with Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, you can see that peer pressure doesn't stop just because you're in college. I think peer pressure is, we're having more of that on social media because we're only seeing the highlights of people's lives. We don't actually see the process that people go through. And then I think sometimes people get in this narcissistic space where they actually don't consider what someone else may be going through. And so we kind of take offense to what someone says or does because we're not actually sharing some of the things. And sometimes you can't share with everybody. And I'm learning that you can't always share everything with everybody. So I think that's important to really understand the five hierarchy of needs and then what's on your living list. And so I think you could start your living list. It doesn't always have to be grand. It could be just basic things like, you know, finding your center, setting healthy boundaries with people in friendships and or relationships, and being able to communicate what you want and honestly communicate that and not be afraid if someone walks away because you've honestly told them how you feel. And then sometimes when you start setting healthy boundaries with people because that's not a person that they're familiar with, they're like, wait a minute, who is this person? I'm not used to you setting some boundaries where I can't step on you or I can't walk on you or I can't undervalue you or underappreciate you. And so I think people start to oftentimes reject the new person. So in talking to my friend Cheryl Stabler, who posted Sarah Jake, she talked about sometimes you go through a season in your life where it's just you and God. And God has you in a room to see these people and how they're reacting to this person who now has more of a purpose, who now understands, you know, the direction that they're going. And that's a great thing. So I think it's about embracing that. And so part of the living list for me is the small things on a daily basis. And then the big things, you know, the travel and that stuff is great, but also think your family and friends and having real quality relationships, friendships and loving relationships, that's important. I saw another story and they said, basically, if you don't have love and or a partner, it's almost equivalent to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. And that's pretty serious. So I would encourage you to create a living list, and a living list can be something that you do on a daily basis. It could be your prayer and meditation in the morning. I say start with 15 minutes, not just because I have a program called Give Me 15, but I say start with 15 minutes. And also, speaking of my allergies, so when I get home, my left eye look like somebody literally punched me. And the CBD oil, this was like the real test because my allergies in Texas are the worst. But when I tell you again, I washed my face with some charcoal soap and then I put on the CBD oil. It burned a little bit, but literally my eyes started puffing up. So I could report that CBD oil is amazing. So thanks for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 and we will chat tomorrow. You just listened to an episode of Cut to the Chase at 8. Thank you so much for subscribing, sharing, supporting this podcast financially, leaving a 5-star rating, and turning on the notifications. If you haven't done any of those things, you could do it right now. You could subscribe, you could share, you could support this podcast financially, you could leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, turn on the notifications so every time I upload a new episode, you are notified. We are at 100 episodes, second season. I have some incredible guests, so thank you so much for your support, and stay tuned for a second season. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with me, Queen MC.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.